Happy anniversary, baby. No, you didn't forget that anniversary. I'm talking about the other one. Today is exactly 1 year since I had my first date with another man. 1 year since we decided that you were going to be my cuckold. 1 year since we started down this road, which has gotten us right to this point. And I guess a little more than 1 year since that night we were watching TV and we heard that reference to cuckolding and we both looked at each other. Just our eyes met and it was like a spark. We both knew that this was something we needed to try. And we stayed up all night talking about it. Do you remember? We both fell in love with the idea right away, didn't we? It was like we just started finishing each other's sentences. We were both so afraid that we'd push things too far, and that night, I fell more in love with you than I ever thought was possible. And that first date with another man, I was so nervous. Just the idea of being out with another guy, him doting on me, trying to impress me, dinner, a bottle of wine. I really didn't think it would amount to much more than that, but when he asked me to come back to his place for a drink, well, I just couldn't resist. And I had so many mixed emotions. I was really horny and so ready, but I needed to be sure. I needed to know this was really what you wanted. So I slipped off to the bathroom and gave you a call. I remember saying the words, "We're gonna go back to his place, and I'm going to let him fuck me. Tell me one last time that you are okay with this." And you did. Your voice cracked a bit when you told me you wanted this too. And I could feel that you were conflicted about it, but that is all part of it, isn't it, baby? If it was easy for you, it wouldn't feel right, would it? You want it to be hard. You want to feel the conflict, the jealousy, the fear. So delicious, wasn't it? Not knowing what was happening. Maybe I'd want him more than you. Maybe this was going to make it impossible for you to ever get me back. I thought about you, sitting at home, worrying, wondering, and it made me so wet, so turned on. When we got to his place, I made the first move. I kissed him hard. I wanted him so much, baby. And he wanted me. We fucked for hours. I didn't even know that was possible. His cock was beautiful, and he had so much stamina. He made me come over and over and over again. But do you know what made me come the hardest? When he was ramming his huge cock inside me, and I was running my hands through his hair, the light caught the diamond in my wedding ring. And this light, it was like a flash, a lance right into my soul. He held me for a bit after, but I didn't want to stay. I gathered up my things, and with his cum still inside me, I left his place and got an Uber home. And when I walked in, I couldn't help but catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror. Makeup smeared, hair disheveled. I'd even managed to misalign the buttons on my blouse. Complete mess. I remember thinking to myself, I look like a woman that has been freshly and well fucked. And when you saw me, it was a moment I will never forget. That was the moment everything became real for both of us. There was no way we could pretend like it didn't happen. I sat on the couch, cuddled up in your arms, still feeling his cum inside my pussy. And we sat there for a long, long time before you asked me how I was doing. And so I took a deep breath and told you. I told you how amazing it was, how he fucked me and touched me and manhandled me. I told you how much I liked feeling his cock inside me, how beautiful and hard it was. And I told you how he satisfied me. And then I looked up into your eyes and I said the words that changed everything. He made me come in a way you never have before. I watched you sink into the couch. I knew that it was going to hurt you, but I needed to say it. I needed to make you feel it. And I wasn't even sure why. We talked about it beforehand, but now it was different. It wasn't just a fantasy. It wasn't just talk. But most of all, I just wanted to be honest. I watched my words wound you, so I pressed closer. Do you want me to stop? You closed your eyes, shook your head, and I exhaled and let myself rest on your shoulder a bit. Honey, you don't have a bad cock. It's just, well, it's a bit small, and it's cute, and I do love it. I really do. But it just doesn't give me what I need exactly. Not like his did. I remember how I took your hand and slid it inside my panties, let you feel his cum inside me. Your eyes got so wide. I still remember feeling your hand shake as you touched my pussy and felt another man's cum inside me. You pulled back a bit, but I held your hand tight. I whispered in your ear, I let him come inside me. As if you didn't already know. And we sat there for a while longer, holding each other in silence. Eventually, I slipped off to the shower to clean up, and that night, we fell asleep in each other's arms. I'd never felt closer to anyone. And when I woke up, it felt a bit like I'd been in a dream, but I knew it was real. Because my pussy was sore from the pounding I had taken the night before. I watched you sleep. Just for a while. My beautiful husband. And
after bed, I just got up and made us some coffee. You know, a normal day, normal morning. When I came back to bed, you were awake. And do you remember what you said to me? I will never forget those words. You said, "Thank you." And at the time, I wasn't sure what you were talking about, the coffee or the night before. So I asked, "For the coffee?" The way you shook your head and blushed. "For making me your cuckold," you said softly. And that was a year ago. A few weeks later, we started going to the Hilton. I'd get dressed up in something sexy and sit at the bar, and you'd be off at a table in the corner watching. I'd flirt and get men to buy me drinks, and you'd watch as I flirted, touched them, teased them. Eventually, I'd find the one I wanted, and we'd go upstairs to their room. You'd stay down at the bar and wait until I was done, like a good husband. After all, I did need a ride home. Right, honey? And then I'd tell you all about it. All about him. I'd tease you and torment you with my words, with my hands, getting you nice and hard for me while I described all the juicy details. I learned how to edge you and how to ruin your orgasms. I loved looking in your eyes as all that cum just came dribbling out of your little cock. Still frustrated, still desperate. I'd tell you that was all you were getting tonight, and you'd just nod. There were nights when you'd cry in my arms while I held you, and I tell you just how happy I was fucking other men and denying you. Every time it felt better and better to hurt you. And when I did, you'd look back up at me with such love, such devotion, such desire that just overwhelmed me. For the first 6 months, it just got more and more exciting, didn't it? I could tell how turned on you were when I told you my stories and described everything in such agonizing detail. Even when it hurt, you loved it. And I loved it too. Neither one of us knew what was coming, did we? That one fateful night when I asked the question that I'd asked so many times before. When I looked into your eyes and said, "Do you want me to stop, baby?" Your answer had always been no. As much as it hurt, you wanted me to keep going. Until that night when you said yes. I asked to make sure. "You really want me to stop?" And you did. You really did. And at that moment, I knew what I had to do and what I had to say to you. "I'm not going to stop," I told you. "I'm going to make it worse." And you started to cry. Not sobs, but crying. Real tears. Sniffling. Begging. You were desperate and broken. My little man, so helpless, so weak. As you cried and begged, I started to get a little riled up. I mean, I don't know why. Just, it made me feel so good. To be able to have that much power over you. to make you respond in such a visceral, emotional way. And that was the night that changed everything. You could have left. You could have moved on. The door was open and you could have just walked through it any time. As much as you didn't want this, we both knew the truth. You may not have wanted it, but you did need it. And now things have changed so very much, haven't they, baby? These last 6 months. My pussy is now off limits to you, isn't it? At first, it was no fucking, and then no touching, and now, I don't even let you see it anymore. And why is that? That's right. Because it's for other men. I know you miss it. But it's good to want things. I wish I could tell you that I miss your little cock, but we made a promise to each other that we would only tell the truth. Right, honey? I think making the choice to lock it up was the right choice. Making sure that when I'm out having sex, you aren't touching yourself. I don't want you having orgasms unless I'm the one giving it to you. You know it's going to be ruined because that is what I want for you. And you've done such a good job getting used to your cage. A few days at a time, then a few weeks. Now I bet you feel naked without it, And it looks cute that way. A little cock in a little cage. And when I have a date, you don't get to touch me for 24 hours before or after. No hugs, no kisses, because that's all for someone else, honey. Not for you. And when I leave the house, now it's the sound of your begging and crying and pleading with me not to go. Trying to convince me to stay. Bargaining. Anything, baby? Really? When I get home, I tell you everything, like always. Every little detail. Because we always tell each other the truth, right? Well, I have a surprise for you, honey. Tonight, I'm going to do something special for you. I'm going to let you come for me. No tricks, no ruined orgasms. I'm going to give you a nice, long, sloppy, wet blowjob. And I'm going to let you come in my mouth, or on my face, or all over my tits, whatever you want. But after that, I'm locking you up. For how long? Well, until our next anniversary. Every year, you're going to get one night of pleasure to remind you for the rest of the year what you're missing and what other men are getting. Every year, I'm going to hand you the key to your cage, and this is going to continue for as long as you keep handing the key back to me. Are you ready, honey? Let's get you unlocked. And for the rest of the night, I'm yours.